Carnduff, the Carnduff Fall Fling brought together residents and visitors for a lively community event filled with fun, activities and a strong sense of togetherness. The town wanted to hold a celebration that replaced the Canada Day event and provided something different. With the community having a great deal of interest in a new event, they created a committee and started planning. This fun-filled event was going to need a name. Once again, they went to the community, held a contest for the name, and Gene Hansen produced the Carnduff Fall Fling. The celebration featured something for everyone, from outdoor games and family-friendly entertainment to vendor booths and food stalls. The day began with a pancake breakfast prepared and served by the Carnduff Lions Club. It was successful with over 200 hungry people served. In the morning, the focus was at the agricultural grounds and park, and included a fall fling market with around 20 vendors. While the adults had the opportunity to shop, the kids enjoyed activities such as bouncy castles, face painting, a family vegetable contest, and petting zoo. A children's pet parade formed, and they strolled to the Borderline Housing Company nursing home to show the elderly all the wonderful animals. In the afternoon, the fun moved downtown with food trucks, a car show, and lots of games like ladderball, spikeball, and Jenga. They even had karaoke with music by Todd and Marsha Greenwood. The enjoyment continued with a duck pond, sand pile, and coloring. The kids were well entertained throughout the day. Beer gardens opened in the afternoon and carried on into the evening. Another fun element was the Carnduff Fire Department setting up their truck and allowing kids to try their hand at using the fire hose to knock down targets. Other kids' activities included a fish swim at the pool, a scavenger hunt, laser tag, and more bouncers. For those 16 years and older, they had the opportunity to try their hand at using the Jaws of Life, which was quite the experience. A homemade pie contest happened around supper time. The judges were Const. Calvin Sang, firefighter Alex Belk, Deputy Reeve Clint Patton, Cannington MLA Daryl Harrison, and Mayor Ross Apperly. The best overall taste went to Yvonne Carlton, and she also won for best filling. The best crust went to Crystal Wilson and best presentation went to Jamie Sorestad. At the end, the pies were cut into slices and auctioned off, with proceeds going to the Carnduff Swimming Pool Project to replace some rubber matting. Another contest that was held was a yard decorating contest. It was not only for residents in town, but for businesses and for the rural community. Yvonne Carlton won for residential, rural was won by Colleen Gortz, and Flying M Diner took home the business win. Zanti Spa and Heichel's Coffee Shop popped up a cafe, while local ice cream shop Oriole's Paradise Bed and Breakfast and Chapman's Ice Cream provided free ice cream for 250 people. While the Zakax family provided the live entertainment. A Filipino community booth was also set up. When dusk hit, generous sponsors and businesses set off a spectacular fireworks display, and once this was done, over 250 people went back to the main street to enjoy live music from the people. Tara Beck, Carnduff's assistant administrator and community development officer, said the turnout was great. "We are so happy with the turnout, and the feedback has been great," said Beck. "We will be holding another one next year. We had an amazing and energetic organizing committee," she said. "And we also had many great volunteers to make this event so successful." Beck figures they had over 500 people attend the festivities, but it could have been more because the event was free. "We had fabulous weather," said Beck. "We hope to see everyone come out next year for loads of family fun." The event was intended to bring the community together and have fun, and this is what they feel they accomplished.